Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets lose this one 2-1 in 14 innings as we bring in Brad Heller, who was down in the clubhouse after the game tonight. Brad filling in for Ed Coleman this week. And Brad, after a 14-inning game, you know, they always say they're worth it if you win, but on the other side, it's a night you wish you didn't have because the Mets burn Seth Lugo likely for this series, and they end up losing the game anyway.
Yeah, I think it was Ryan Braun who said it after that long, long game in Milwaukee that the Brewers ended up winning. It's like you lose one, it feels like you lost 10, and that's the Mets have been on the wrong end of a few of these this season, especially tonight, and they did have to go through a lot of pitchers out of that bullpen. I mean, Chris Flexen was the only one that he was warming up but didn't come in, and we'll certainly see what Mickey's going to have tomorrow and for the rest of the series against these first-place Braves, because a lot of guys were used tonight, a lot of strikeouts piled up, but certainly all that shows up in the end is that loss.
And for the Mets, a 2-1 defeat here in 14 innings tonight. What did Jerry's Familia have to say about what he did in the top of the 14th?
Well, the one thing Mickey had said before we spoke to Jerry's is that they noticed, at least from watching it live, is that when Familia kind of starts to lose things with his control, that he's using too much energy, using too much of his body, especially they noticed that on that pitch that bounced in the dirt, the first pitch to Ortega. When we mentioned that to Familia, he said it was more the fact that he just wasn't as sharp, being that it was the third day in a row. Now, you give him credit for getting out of the jam, but still put the runner on base with the walk, and then the double that followed with Echeverria, and ended up on the losing end for him. But he thought it was more third day in a row than it was potentially using extra energy that he seems to do when he starts to lose his control.
And the Mets in a 2-1 loss here tonight in 14 innings against Atlanta, as Familia ends up with the loss. On the other side of that, well, Edwin Diaz had a great night. He looked good. His slider was sharp tonight. Could this be a catalyst for him?
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction for sure. Mickey was encouraged. I mean, he did put the first runner on base, the hit-by-pitch, but was able to get out of the jam. And you can tell as he walked off the mound that he was fired up, and that's something the Mets need, because if they're going to, as Mickey says, if they're going to want to get to where they need to go or where they want to go, they're going to need Edwin to be the pitcher that they thought they were getting when they acquired him from Seattle. And certainly it didn't start off well tonight, but he was able to finish the inning strong, and they certainly hope for more of that from him going forward.